Advent season gives us a very clear reminder of the celebration that is coming. Even if we didn't have all the advertisements going on in the television, in the papers about buying your Christmas gifts, Advent would serve as a reminder to us that we must prepare ourselves for the Feast of Christmas. That is one of the purposes of Advent. It is a time of preparation. Preparation for the Christmas celebration. And yet, that is just one small part of the purpose of the Advent season. A much larger part of that season is preparation, not to celebrate when Christ came for the first time, but to remind us to prepare ourselves for the day that Christ will come again. When he will come again in glory at the end of time to gather his faithful ones into the kingdom of his Father. That really is the focus of the Advent season. To remind us that he who came will come again. And when he comes again, he will gather all those who are ready into the kingdom of his Father. But we must, to use the words of Jesus in the gospel, stay awake. We must be ready. We must be in eager anticipation, expectation, so that when he comes, he will find us watching, ready, prepared. It seems to me that Jesus used that theme over and over again. Be ready. Be prepared. You do not know the hour that your master will come. There's so many parables of that in the gospel readings. Jesus knew well our tendency to lose focus, our tendency to get preoccupied with so many things, not necessarily evil things, but just unimportant things. Yes, things that have some importance now, but in the light of eternity, have very, very little importance. And so Jesus is constantly, it seems, wanting to remind us that we need not let the distractions of our daily lives overcome us. We have to stay focused on the very purpose of our existence, to be gathered into the kingdom of our Father. Now, St. Paul, in that second reading, uses some imagery that it is good for us to look at. He says, "Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." What are those works of darkness? He lists them: orgies, drunkenness, promiscuity, lust, rivalry, jealousy. Those are the works of darkness. They're the works of sin. But what are the works of light? If we go to his letter to the Galatians, he gives us those works. He uses that under the title of the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the works of light, when we walk in the light of Christ. In a few minutes, we're going to take Gabriel and we're going to baptize him. And then following that baptism, Gabriel will receive a candle that has been lit from the Easter candle, the Christ candle. And when I do that, I will say to the parents and godparents, receive the light of Christ. And then I will go on to say, this light must be kept burning brightly so that this child of yours may walk in the light of Christ. Each of us have been given the light of Christ at our baptism. Each of us have been called to walk not in the ways of darkness, but in the way of light. St. Paul is calling us, Jesus is calling us, not to walk in darkness, to walk in light, to walk in preparedness, to keep our focus on what really matters. You know, one of the purposes of Sunday as a weekly celebration is precisely that. It is a time that we are asked to stop, to relook at where is our lives going? What is the center of our attention? Are we centered on that life to which we are called through our relationship with Christ Jesus? Or are we centered on the details, the preoccupations, the drives of our daily life? Again, not that they are all necessarily evil or that they are bad. It's just that so often they take all of our attention if we forget the real purpose of our existence. And our existence as Christians is meant to be caught up in Christ Jesus, so that we can live with him forever, to walk in his glory, his light, for all eternity. Sunday does that for us every week. Advent is a special season the church gives us to refocus ourselves, to think again that we are called to walk in the light of Christ.